Mariachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about, sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
Here on the WLEW Sports Network, third down was a quarterback keeper from Knobloch, and he did not gain any yardage. So it will be 4th and 11 for the North Huron Warriors, and it looks like they are finally going to punt. That is their first punt of the night, and it was not a good one. It hit just on this side of midfield and actually bounced back over the 50-yard line to the 49 of North Huron. That is a 14-yard punt.
49
that is where the Tigers of CPS will take over. So all in all, if you are Carsonville, Port Sanilac, you gave up the ball on the North Huron 36, and you get the ball back on their 49 for not getting a first down on that fourth down attempt. This isn't so bad.
No, it's not so bad. The big problem is now the time is running out, and it's safe to say the writing's on the wall. But it would be nice to score some points before the end of the game.
Carsonville Port Sanilac down to one dressed bench player. They have two men standing on the sideline, but one of them does not have the shoulder pads or jersey on. They have 9 players, and they need 8 to be on the field. They are hanging in there. The beginning of this second half, it looked like their legs were gone completely, but it looks like North Huron is okay with the running clock to kind of just let this game roll out. It is 46-0. I mean, they're not going to lose this football game, but they're also not going to get to 82-6, which we've seen them do earlier this year.
Right. A win is a win, and that's the way to look at it.
2nd and 6, and that didn't go anywhere. Oh, it did go somewhere. I thought he handed the ball off to Tyler Mitchell, but he didn't. It was Mooney. That was a double.
8 or 9 yards, good for a first down for the Tigers.
A double fake. You had two different running backs, and Hooper actually gave it off to Peyton Mooney first, and then he faked it a second time, and I saw Tyler Mitchell go down number 8 in the backfield. I thought, oh, that's not going anywhere, but it was Peyton Mooney with the ball coming left that got down over the 40-yard line, closer to the 36 of North Huron, good enough for a first down.
They do some things very well now and then. It's just not a consistent thing.
Well, I think the play there is the fake was really nice. Hooper actually truly sold that second handoff. It got me to bite.
Yeah.
Mooney motioned to the near sideline, and it looks like Hooper kept it. Play fake to Mitchell going up the middle, and then Hooper came off of the offensive tackle on the left side of the formation. He is over the 35-yard line, so down to the 33.
4 on the play. We'll call it 2nd and 6.
And it looks like it's a short 4, long 3 as far as the gain on that play. It will be 2nd and 6 from the North Huron 33. The Tigers of Carsonville, Port Sanilac with the ball. The pace definitely slowing down. Those huddles getting a little bit longer, taking some time for everybody to get set on both sides of the ball before each play. Mooney is the fullback. Mitchell, the deep back in the I formation. Hooper takes the snap. He gives it to Mooney, and Mooney is wrapped up immediately, but he's able to drag
Hooper, hands off to
Andrew
Mooney.
Pichette down close to the 31. So in that particular case, you are looking at Mooney getting hit right at the line of scrimmage, but he has been the only player consistently on the Tigers team to make positive yardage out of that.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what's happening is there's no point in anybody getting hurt. They can't spare anybody. I don't think we're going to see maybe one more pass by the Tigers. I could be wrong. I think the coach still wants to work on the running game. This is a lost cause, obviously, but maybe he's thinking, let's see what we can do in terms of refining our run game.
But I think it does stand out, Peyton Mooney, really on both sides of the ball, although for North Huron, you could excuse them for not trying quite as hard with a six-touchdown lead. But Mooney has been the only player on the Tigers team who has that kind of that it factor as far as a skill position player. He's able to do something out of nothing. And they just don't have that from their other players.
Nope, that's right. He is. He's really quite the standout. Got snuffed by the Warriors defense there on that handoff play.
I believe that was a fake to Mooney, and then, it was blown up in the backfield real quick. It will be 4th and 7 or so from about the 33. 4th and 7 for Carsonville-Port Sanilac. The Tigers looking for not just a first down, but hopefully for their first points of the night. They trail 46-0, just over 5 minutes with a running clock. Mooney's got the ball. He's got a hole. That was a well-blocked play. Mooney wasn't touched till after the
Mooney
first down marker.
Mooney was right in the middle for about 20 yards on her first down as
got,
he takes the ball inside the 20.
Looked like
first
about 18 yards on that play. An 18-yard run for Peyton Mooney. He went from the 34 or so up to, call it 16. It looks like they're at about the 18-yard line of North Huron. That was a well-blocked play. Truly well-blocked play up front from the Tigers.
That play didn't look like the first set of downs coming into the second half. It really looked bad. I thought, wow, this is really over. Mentally and physically, it's over for the Tigers. They're coming back, though. They are in a position now with over 4 minutes left to go to score and get some points on the board at least.
And I would think that's the hope of the Tigers. Obviously, a win out of reach at this point. They are trailing mightily, but points, some ego, that play on first down up the middle, Tyler Mitchell, and he gets hit at the line and does not go forward.
Toner on the tackle.
Of course, big Mitchell. 93 Tom Toner in the middle of that North Huron line.
About a yard, we'll call it second and 9.
A yellow top and yellow pants. When you start talking big boys and they're wearing all yellow, they stand out, and Tyler Mitchell is not that big. So you went from a big, strong defensive lineman to a fairly small running back, and he just not able to push the pile forward at all.
No.
Peyton Mooney, different story. He has made plays. He has been their best back, and he is showing great stamina here in the second half with his number getting
first
called a
two.
Lot.
Yeah,
tackled by
absolutely.
62.
He got
that was Mooney
about
again.
A yard and a half there. Toner. That was Mooney again.
Yep.
And it was the middle of the line, Tommy Toner. Making the tackle.
And once again, Mooney runs into the middle of the line, picks up maybe a yard. Two, we'll call it 3rd and 7.
3rd and 7 for Carsonville Port Sanilac. They are in the red zone. But they've been here before, stopped agonizingly close, just feet away at the end of that first half. It is still a shutout for North Huron and the Warriors. They are going to try and keep it that way. Here's the handoff to Tyler Mitchell. Tyler Mitchell able to push forward, getting a nice surge there from
Mitchell,
the middle
again,
of that
Sikalski,
Tiger offensive line. And of course, Mooney
again,
as well as the lead blocker.
Couple,
big fullback
about
doing some work
and
there.
And
it's going to be fourth and about four. A short 5, long 4. Carsonville Port Sanilac once again in that position where technically everything is open. But they have found themselves coming up just short on these fourth and middle distance type scenarios tonight.
I'd like to see a pitch out, something that might throw the Warriors off. I just don't know that Carsonville Port Sanilac has the energy left anymore.
Mooney, the only man in the backfield. He is a little bit deeper than normal. I would be shocked if he didn't get it. It's a counter to Mitchell. Of course, I'm shocked, and Mitchell has got it. and he has the first down. That was a different look from the Tigers than what we've seen already. Mitchell was essentially a wing back situated just offside the outside hip of the offense.